This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. We'll get to our regular roundtable in just a moment, but first we take a look at a disease devastating the continent of Africa. It kills more people each year than AIDS, including 3,000 children each day. It's malaria, and it's preventable. Yesterday, the Bush administration convened a presidential summit on the issue. Earlier, Gonzalo Gallegos of the State Department's Office of Press Relations told us why this was a watershed moment.
Well, I think it's important. This is an opportunity for the U.S. government to push an initiative that will target funds, that will create a catalyst to develop even more opportunities to fight this disease. And this is a chance for us to take what the president announced in June of 2005, his malaria initiative, where he dedicated $1.2 billion over 5 years to 15 of the hardest hit African countries, and to expand that. We started out last year with working on Angola, Tanzania, and Uganda. We've been able to reach out to about 6 million Africans, and next year we're looking to reach out to about 30 million more.
Tell me exactly what the money that the President's Malaria Initiative has allocated is intended to do, just on the grassroots level.
Well, we really wanted to take a comprehensive approach here. Number one is we wanted to look at spraying. Spraying is an initial way to try and control the mosquitoes that spread this disease. Secondly, we wanted to look at the distribution of medicine that can, particularly medicine that can help pregnant women and women with newborn children. And the third thing we're looking at is the distribution and use of mosquito netting to protect people while they're sleeping at times when they're most vulnerable. And what they've done with this most recent initiative is to really look at a way to target the money and to create this catalyst effect with the public and the private sector united. And what has most recently been announced is what they call the Malaria Communities Program, in which they're using $30 million to advance grassroots malaria control in Africa. And this is going to be grants that are going to go to African and U.S. NGOs to develop the capacity to raise funds, to purchase the sprays and the nets and the medicine, and to distribute them in the most effective way.
So the NGOs, non-governmental organizations, and also you talked about the private sector participating in this. What's their incentive to participate?
It is impossible to not have bottom lines in governments affected when you have this many people suffering, this many people dying. And really all of the money that goes towards trying and help these people can be used in a much more efficient and effective way once you get this disease under control and once you establish a baseline. The government believes, this administration believes, that by working with the private sector, by working with individual private businesses, and by working with NGOs around the world, they can come together to really get it under control.
Well, Mr. Gallegos, thank you so much for joining us.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for this opportunity.
That was Gonzalo Gallegos with the State Department's Office of Press Relations talking about yesterday's White House Malaria Conference.